Well, if you like excitement, today is not for you because there is nothing going on today, which is kudos. We don't have any bank failures. We don't have any government issues that we know of just yet. We don't know. Their Wall Street isn't crashing. Earnings are coming in okay. Nothing. So let's get over to really what is happening. So what we do on a daily basis, what my goal here is to educate you guys when it comes to the financial markets, especially real estate. So we have a knack of covering more and more on real estate because I'm a mortgage advisor, believe it or not. So if you're out there and you need help getting pre-approved for a house or you want to kick the tires, hey, does it make sense to maybe debt consolidation some things? Or how about a home equity loan? Those are all things we could help you for or with. But at the end of the video, I'll give you my information on where you can reach out to us for some assistance. So right now we're seeing in the markets right now, yields on everything is doing nothing. We got the 10-year treasury, which is up 0.03, which is nothing there. We got the MBS markets completely flat. So I don't see anything really going on with rates today. That's fantastic news. On the economic agenda, we have Wednesday. All we have is crude oil inventory coming out. And, you know, this number bounces all over the board. Oil, gas prices in the Chicago area right now are about just a little shy of $4. It's been staying steady right there. So, you know, nothing to write home about there. But tomorrow's the day we really need to focus in on things because we got jobless claims coming in, manufacturing, you know, how robust is the manufacturing sector and how are home sales going? So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but not today in the markets. What do we see? So we see Market Watch just to get a quick blend of what's going on in the markets. We have the Dow Jones down 110. We have the S&P down just a hair, NASDAQ down just a hair and nothing else here. We see gold down a little bit. That's a good move right here because when gold kind of retreats, that means people aren't as nervous. People aren't hedging against inflation as much. And we see oil down 2% today. So this might be a signal where oil's coming in at, and this might give us a little reprieve at the pump. So let's get into what we expect from the Federal Reserve because I hate throwing darts, folks. You know, I don't like guessing at things. I want precise information. So what I want to introduce you to you guys today is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange looking at what they expect from the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is the one controlling everything. If they came in and said, we're going to raise rates tomorrow, a half or 0.75%, housing is going to crash again. You're going to see the stock market crashing, bond yields going crazy. But if they come in and said, hey, we're going to cut rates a half percent, you'd see the stock market rally and housing come back. So we really got to keep a gauge on what they're doing. So what we do is we go to the Chicago Mercantile CMEgroup.com, and you need to go in there and find where the federal funds rate is. And I'll put the link down below in the description so you guys don't have to really dig around for it. But I want to go over where what their projections are for the federal funds rate. So there's multiple tabs over here that I want you guys to understand. So right now, the current status is for the May Federal Reserve meeting, there's basically overwhelming support for a 0.25% raise. So right now we are right here, 4.75 to 5% on the federal funds rate. Now that's what the Federal Reserve controls. The expectations are there's an 80% chance at the next meeting they're going to raise rates 0.25%. So that gives us that information there. Then you go to the probabilities. You can compare, but we won't have to really compare. Well, let's compare. This is where we are right now. Target range probability in three ways for 2023 Fed meetings, 1 day, 1 week, and 1 month. So this is saying right now, this is where we're expected right now. This is the current reading. So there's an 83% probability. A day ago, there was an 81% probability. A month ago, or a week ago, there was a 70% probability. And a month ago, there was a 20% probability. So the probability of it going up another 0.25% is right in target with right here, the probabilities. So this is the chart we watch on a daily basis. Let me get my big head out of the way so you guys can see this. Here's the probability chart for what the Federal Reserve is going to do with rates coming up. So we got the May meeting, the June meeting, and the July meeting. Well, and the August meeting. Now, all of these are saying, well, shoot, this is a change, folks. Now they're saying that this is where they expect rates to be throughout, well, almost the end of the year until Q4 of this year. So previously we saw in June and July there was going to be a pivot. They were going to start to reduce rates. Right now that pivot isn't expected until at least the latter part, October, November of this year. That's a change, folks. So this is why we watch this on a daily basis to give you guys context and current really readings of what's going on. So the Federal Reserve is expected to raise rates here soon and keep it there for the next few meetings. So that basically tells us the Federal Reserve is probably going to jump in at this next meeting, raise rates, and then hold. Watch the data come in and then make decisions from there. So we know that rate jump is coming. So let's go over to any other news that we have. What's the MBS market doing on Mortgage News Daily? It is temporarily down. So let's go over to here. We have the MBS market up 6, which means really nothing. Nothing's going to transpire with mortgage rates right now. Let's go over to Mortgage News Daily. This is what we follow to figure out where mortgage rates are going on a daily basis, because what they do is they do fantastic. We're going to piggyback off of all their hard work. They surveyed mortgage lenders all over the country, and they said if you had a borrower looking to buy their first house and they're going to put 20% down, had a 740 credit score, they're buying their first house and it was their primary home, what would the rate be? And here's the top 6 products people use. So on the 30-year fix, the current average rate right now is 6.7%. It's up 0.09 from the previous day. So these are what's going on with all these rates. If you want to really dig into it, you can click here, get a trend. You know, here's what the trend's been doing over the last year, last 5 years. Look at this. We were all the way down in the 2s. We're down at 2.75. You know, back in, when was this? 2021. So 2 years ago, rates were, you know, half of where they are now. That's crazy. And look at how fast they've moved up. But the good news is we've come off from the tops. The tops was about, well, there it is, 7.375. And currently we're at 6.7 right now. So good trajectory in where mortgage rates are going. If you want to find out more about me, or you're like, hey, I need some help when it comes to my finances, when it comes to a mortgage, where do I go? Well, go to theRateUpdate.com. And here's a whole bunch of things here. What we just added is if you're you speak Spanish and you read Spanish, you can click right here and convert that over to Spanish. There's some resources here. This is the student loan forgiveness packages that we will introduce you guys to. So I don't care if you're getting a mortgage. If you have student loan in excess of about 40 or 50 grand, you need to look into this. Just click this. You're going to run the simulator real quick to see how much money you can save based on the new guidelines from the federal government that is already approved. You can get into this. And there's mortgage calculators, rent versus own. And then we also have a loan estimate button right here. So if you've already got a quote from somebody, all we ask you to do is click this loan estimate. Give us all your information, how you want us to reach back to you. We're going to scan your loan estimate to close to 90 different banks and mortgage lenders to ensure you guys, the quote that you have, can't be beat. And if it can be beat, we're going to find it and we're going to help you out. So that's it for today, guys. I will see you back here today at 3 o'clock for our live event. Please join us if you're watching. And it's just basically a Q&A. You guys ask me questions. I answer those questions. The more questions you ask, the longer it goes. If you guys don't have any questions, I go on there and I just, you know, do my spiel for a couple minutes and I'm done. So I'd love to join you guys to join us. And also tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time, me and Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love will be live answering all your first-time homebuyer questions live on YouTube. So hopefully I can see you there as well. So other than that, guys, God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.